Boulder City Council and the Boulder County Board of Commissioners will be discussing how to allocate millions in federal funding as part of the American Rescue Plan Act. Joining me now live is Shay Castle, founder of Boulder Beat News. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning.
So let's start with those ARPA funds. How much money is it and how does it have to be spent?
So Boulder will eventually receive $20 million under the ARPA funding, $10 million this year in July, and then $10 million next year in July. There's actually a wide range of things it can be spent on. Obviously, the biggest are impacts from COVID, but that covers so much because COVID impacted so much. That can be things like infrastructure. So a lot of the funding is being, well, not a lot, a little bit of the funding is being distributed to expand internet access. Boulder's has been building out its own, you know, broadband fiber internet backbone. So that's going to, the ARPA funds are going to help provide free internet to low-income communities.
And the $20 million that you mentioned, is that the city or the county of Boulder?
That's the city. That's specifically the city's share. So this is a you know, huge shot of one-time dollars. I've never seen anything like it. And the city said it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for funding. So they provided recommendations on how to spend about $5 million of it so far. That's to restore some services in the parks and library, for example, to restore some staffing, to pay staff who had to take unpaid furlough days the last year, and then some new projects, lots of, you know, childcare, healthcare access, utility assistance, rent assistance, things like that. But the largest chunk of it, you know, $15 million, they still haven't really decided how to spend yet. So that input process is going on now with the community, and they've outlined some general areas they'd like to see assistance, the things I just mentioned, you know, business assistance, things of that nature. But really, it's a very exciting time because we have all this money and most of it we haven't decided how to spend yet. So I would imagine we'll see a lot of pilot projects and things that we haven't seen in Boulder for quite some time.
Well, in that list that you just noted of infrastructure, you did mention rental assistance, but you didn't mention housing. Are there any plans to build up affordable housing in Boulder with this money?
I'm not sure if there are some, you know, service restorations and things in Housing and Human Services, which could help. But I don't know that building housing, I'm not quite sure if that falls under ARPA, because I don't know that's something that was impacted by COVID. Certainly people's housing situations were, and, you know, we might see, we are seeing some restoration of sheltering services through this fund. They're going to pay for the shelter beds for the unhoused that were lost during COVID. And we might be able to see some funding into, you know, transitional housing or things of that nature for the unhoused population since they were particularly hard hit. But in terms of housing construction, I haven't seen any of those recommendations yet. But that, as I mentioned, you know, $15 million is still TBD. So what we could see, I don't quite know.
And this meeting tonight, usually they happen on Tuesdays nights. They got moved to a Thursday night this month or this week. But it's also happening at the same time as the Boulder County Commissioners meeting on the same topic. Do you know what's going on also at the county level that's going to be discussed on this very same issue of how to distribute ARPA funds?
I do not, but, you know, every local government municipality is under the same set of rules of what you can spend the money on. As I said, mostly impacts related to COVID, but also under that are some infrastructure things. The reason the city of Boulder isn't spending more of this on infrastructure is that, quite frankly, our infrastructure project needs are vastly outpaced the amount of funding that we're getting. So we probably won't see too much spending there, but as far as the county goes, and it's worth noting that Boulder County and counties in general are typically more the ones who handle Housing and Human Services needs. So, you know, they do more rental assistance and more homelessness funding typically than cities do. So I have not seen what they're proposing, but I would not be surprised if they are following a similar pattern of doing most direct assistance to, you know, people in need.
And listeners can tune in to both of those meetings tonight. They're both being held virtually online, the Boulder City Council and the Boulder Board of County Commissioners. Shay Castle of Boulder Beat News, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.